Comedian Karen Kilgariff was a cast member on the HBO series Mr. Show and the head writer of Ellen. She performed for us in front of a live audience at Laugh Night, a benefit for ArtShare Los Angeles presented by The Sound of Young America. Let's go to the stage and comedy from Karen Kilgariff.
Hi. Thank you all for coming out here. Did anyone here see the We Are the World video that they made? Did anyone watch that? Did anyone make it? Okay. Because I watched it, you know, to see if I could make some jokes about it. And, but I will say this, you know, it's pretty amazing that that's the way things are now, that something really horrible happens on one part of the world, and then somewhere else, a bunch of super rich people get together and like, we'll get all our money together and we'll take everybody else's money and we'll send you a bunch of money and it's all gonna work out great. That's really nice. And they, you know, that's what celebrities do. They, you know, get high-powered people that people will pay for, you know, to listen to or watch or whatever, and, you know, that's effective. I think that's positive. And so that's what they did with the We Are the World. They got the biggest names in music, the hugest, you know, people that people would pay for to come out and record this song. And it's just like the We Are the World from the 80s, exactly. So I'm watching the video, and of course, all that in mind, the first person that comes on the screen when the song starts, Justin Bieber. The hugest name in music today. I mean... 12-year-old girls in the back, am I right? The Biebs. Have you ever heard of Justin Bieber? Have you ever seen him?
No.
He looks...
No.
Sir, please. He looks... exactly like my sister did in her fifth grade picture. If the wind was blowing through the gym while they were taking him. Because he's got that total, like, swipe it all around hair that makes no sense to me. And other than that, I guess he's from Disneyland or something. I don't know. I've never heard of him or seen him or any. It's not. I'm not avoiding culture. And yet I've never spotted him once. And he's the first voice that you hear on that. You could just totally picture those phone calls like, we got to get Bieber. We're going to slam this thing home with Bieber. Bieber is going to nail this one. And then it goes to the next people that sing, Jennifer Hudson and Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls. If you've seen this, it's pretty awesome because there's this moment, they're singing together, whatever, this, I'm not saying the words, but then there's this moment where Jennifer Hudson flicks her eyes over at Nicole Scherzinger like, bitch, you're gonna back up, right? And then she just kind of shrinks away and Jennifer Hudson's like, wah! And it's awesome, I'm trying to get you to watch it. Then there's Josh Groban. He's there. Remember him? You Raise Me Up? Yeah, he nails his line. Diction perfect. He ends it in his T. He hits the T. He looks... What is wrong with him? He looks like a worried priest. He's... Josh Groban, anybody? Because they thought, you know, let's get the Gregorian chant people going. You know, they'll buy this single if we've got that guy. Then it builds, right? It's building. You know if Groban's singing, then it's going to build. And then it gets to the Cyndi Lauper part from the 80s one. The well, 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 well. But who is it today? Barbra Streisand. I know, right? Amazing. And she's wearing a cream pantsuit. Hi, I'm Obsolete, and I'm Barbra Streisand. When it came on, I couldn't have been more embarrassed if it was my own mother doing it. I was like, no, oh my God. Take off those tinted glasses. What are you doing? Stop it. And then for me, it just went downhill from there because they would do these panning shots of the crowd. I had no idea who any of the people in the crowd were except for Vince Vaughn, you know, because... You got to get a tall guy in there, right? It makes people feel better in times of crisis. And I don't even remember. I don't know any of those people. For one second, I could have sworn I saw Kathy Griffin over on the left, which I would have loved. Of course, it wasn't her, but I would have loved that. Like, everyone else is singing for Haiti, and she's like, Whitney's on crack! Like, over on the side. That would have been awesome. That would have been a great idea. But no. And then for the Michael Jackson part, you remember the Michael Jackson part from the 80s, they have that part in there, the exact same clip that pans up. It's like his penny loafers, and then it goes up to his gorgeous brocade jacket. and sunglasses, and he's singing. But then, because it's so modern, they kind of flip in video of Janet, so she's singing next to him. Except for clearly they didn't give her like an eye line or any kind of direction, so she just looks super crazy and nervous. It's like she's a Taliban prisoner that's like singing a song, like, "Help me, please, someone rescue me." The Michael Jackson part made me realize Hollywood has a serious problem. They just won't accept the fact when someone dies, that means they get to stop performing. They should get to. It's like that should be the rule. But it's like, no, people want to see him. Let's try to practice living in a world where there isn't a Michael Jackson. We can do this. I think it'll be okay. I think we're gonna make it. Maybe Bieber will step up to the plate and just start. He's such a good dancer. Wow, great disco songs or whatever. I don't know. The last best thing that I did, best meaning worst, is I went to, last autumn, I went to a corn maze. And anyone? No. You don't watch We Are the World, you don't go to corn mazes. Where are you from? They're amazing. Highly, highly recommend them. I got invited by my friends, and I did not think it through. Because they were like, let's go to the corn maze. And I was like, that's hilarious. It was horrifying. Because I didn't think about the logistics of what a corn maze is. I was like, there'll be tons of corn, and it'll be really high, and tons of starch. What will I do? No. It played upon the things that I fear and hate the most in the world. Gregarious drama students in overalls. I didn't think about that until we were 5 feet into the corn maze. And then this guy jumps out like into the path, and he's like doing all these crazy weird body gyrations like an alien's gonna come out of his mouth. And I was like immediately transported back to like freshman movement for theater, where I was forced to watch an anorexic girl act like a praying mantis for a half an hour, and I was like, I gotta get out of here. I can't do this. So horrible. I mean, those are the people, the drama students that do the corn maze, those aren't the best actors in the drama class. Those are the ones that couldn't get a part. They're like, no, I'm gonna go rock that corn maze. See what happens this autumn. Maybe get a part. I hear a lot of casting directors walk through corn mazes. It happens a lot. So there was just every different type of horrible actor in the corn maze. So then, the first one, because it's surprising and scary. So the first one's just a guy that just jolted out. And it's not the right word. Bolted out, jutted out, came out of the side corn, screaming like a lunatic, like a total madman, because he probably was a paranoid schizophrenic, and he thought, I'll just dial my meds down a little bit and really nail this gig. He's probably a Meisner guy. So it was just like a true lunatic screaming in your ear. So I was like, okay, great, thank you. The meds are good. You need to go back on those. And then we just kept moving along, just powering through. And then who steps out up here is the goth, overweight girl whose rage is palpable. Uh-oh, shoot! I hate looking in the mirror. I know you, lady. I know your game. I respected her, though, because the outfit she was wearing in the corn maze, the haunted corn maze, I know it was the exact same one that she was wearing when she clocked off at Hot Topic. And I really think I respect that ability to go from day to corn maze that she obviously has. Then there's the guy that's gonna change it up. He's down further along, and he's already there. He's not gonna jump out at you. He's not doing anything except for staring at you with these huge ghoulish eyes in a really creepy way, and he's really tall and thin, and he's just gonna horrify you with eye contact. Which actually, if you make the eye contact, it will happen because you see the desperation of a man who can't come out of the closet until his parents die. Right? That's not something you wanna look at. You're horrified, I'm retelling it to you in a fun way. Imagine what it's like to look at it. By the time we hit that guy, I was like, where's Leatherface? I need Leatherface to get me out of this jam. This is awful. But with my luck, it would have been like a Leatherface comes around the corner and then gives me an unsolicited back rub, as drama students are so wont to do. Oh. They always jump on your back. Why are you so tense? Well, that's my back does that automatically when dirty hippies attack me from behind. Every time it'll do. My spine and I have an agreement that we're going to really clench up those muscles when people like you are around. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Give it up for Karen. They're very funny. They're very talented. Karen Kilgariff.
Karen Kilgariff is a stand-up comedian and writer based in Los Angeles. She performed for us at Laugh Night, a benefit presented by The Sound of Young America for ArtShare Los Angeles. You can find out more information about ArtShare, an organization that provides free arts classes for kids in LA, at artsharela.org.